Carnage on the Committee by Ruth Dudley Edwards. Read by Bill Wallace. Prologue.
She's dead. Dead!
Dead! It's a disaster! What are we going to do, Robert? What the fuck are we going to do?
Who's dead?
La Grande Fromage, that's who.
Hermione? Are you serious?
Deadly.
But she looked fine the other day. What did she die of?
How do I know? Something serious, obviously. Anyway, I don't care. She's dead. Oh, God, how could she die?
Prothero emitted a great sob.
I'm sorry to be pedantic, Georgie, but it was only yesterday that you said you wished she'd never been born.
That was just because she was being our usual toffee-nosed pain in the arse.
Saying you wish she'd never been born is not the same as wishing she was dead.
How can we get another chairperson at this notice? What are we going to do?
Prothero's voice rose to a shriek.
There's a meeting of the committee next Thursday. Have you forgotten? The crucial meeting. The long list meeting. What will we do without Hermione?
Calm down, Georgie, calm down.
How can I calm down? Stop being so macho about this. It's my crisis and I'll scream if I want to.
Amos held the receiver away from him until the sounds diminished. He put it cautiously to his ear again and seized his moment as Prothero paused for breath.
Georgie, if you go on like that, I'll put the phone down. Let's begin at the beginning. Is it definite that Hermione is dead?
Yep. Stark, staring, dead.
What did she die of?
They don't seem to know.
She seemed fine on Tuesday.
It was Tuesday afternoon she sickened, according to hubby. He very thoughtfully rang me this evening after he heard the news. Have you met him? Lovely, lovely man, William. Wasted on her.